Hachette Audio presents Who Does That Bitch Think She Is? Doris Fish and the Rise of Drag. Written by Craig Seligman. Read by Mella Lee. Dedication to my old friend Jay Carey. Introduction. Doris and His Times. Doris Fish was a made-up person, in both senses, invented and cosmetically enhanced, who became one of those characters who define an era. That era, from the early 1970s to the early 90s, when he was variously shocking the public and cracking it up with the aggressive glamour of his bad girl drag, has receded so quickly into our collective consciousness that it can be hard to remember how totally beyond the pale drag queens used to be. And not just drag queens. Across a large chunk of the globe, gay men and lesbians were in a far shakier place at the beginning of those years than they were at the end. Drag queens were a flashpoint in the culture wars that raged during that era of change. Doris was brazen in the delight he took in his frocks, his wigs, his high heels, and above all, his makeup. "I'd paint my eyeballs if I could," he said. He had to settle for painting his teeth, but he was nothing like the stereotyped ditzy drag queen. He had a sharp intelligence and reservoirs of kindness hidden behind his quick, cutting wit, and he was extremely grounded. He touched everyone he encountered, including me, though I was only on the periphery of his world. Why does his memory still haunt me all these years after his death? Perhaps because Doris was the freest person I've ever known. Even while as an artist, he was also one of the most disciplined. Everyone who knew him was aware of the way he compartmentalized his life. There were effectively three Dorises: the artist, the drag queen, and the prostitute. And he embraced them all. I've never known anyone who loved being himself so much. All three of those personas centered on his gayness, at a time when homosexuality was just beginning to make its way toward the center of the conversation in both of the countries he called home. But if Doris was in some ways emblematic of our gay generation, in the end he was too exceptional a person to be emblematic of anything but himself. His name still resonates in Sydney, his hometown, and in San Francisco, his adopted one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?